and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zepp on Star 99.9.
That's right. Every week, we let you email my 8-year-old daughter, Hayden, at star999.com. That's H-A-Y-D-E-N at star999.com. Ask her anything you need to know, any advice you want.
Right. You can be an adult. You can be somebody her age, whatever it may be, somebody younger. If you need advice, this is the place to go.
Let's see what we had today. Dear Hayden, I'm 12 years old, and my parents want to send me to sleepaway camp this summer. It sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm a little bit nervous about it and don't think I'm ready. They say that I'm just being shy and nervous and that I'll make new friends. Do you think I should go? From Corey and Ansonia.
No.
That's it? That's your answer?
I mean, sometimes summer camp could be fun, but sleepaway summer camp isn't really, like, that fun unless you're with real friends, like, that you've known for your whole life.
Wait, time out. You've never been to a sleepaway camp, and I know a lot of children that go to sleepaway camps, Hayden, and they have the best times. You still think that?
Yep. I watched Camp Kiki Waka on TV on Channel 31. I know about sleepaway camp. There's bugs, there's non-working toilets, bad food, and no internet connection.
You learned this all by watching one TV show?
Yeah, and maybe there's like 5 seasons.
Oh, well, if there's 5 seasons, then I guess that makes a lot of sense.
So unless he wants to be miserable all summer, I suggest he stays home.
You realize that not everything you watch on TV is like real life, right?
Most of the time it is. And what if the camp counselor that walks around is like, I lost my boyfriend, and always talks about her, not you?
Wait, what?
What if your camp counselor keeps just talking about her boyfriend back home?
Let me guess, that happened in one of the episodes?
All of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking that if they don't find the new boyfriend at the camp, right, there's going to be a lot of that homesick depression. It's an underlying theme.
Did you ever go to summer camp, a sleepaway camp, when you were a kid?
I did go to, sleepaway camps a couple times.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
See, I was never allowed to go.
I think like 1 year or 2 years. Like, it's hard to remember.
But you have to remember, like, having fun. Everybody I hear that goes has the best time. I'm truly shocked that my daughter thinks that she shouldn't go. I think she's also still a little bit too little, you know?
Sure, sure.
But I always wanted to go to sleepaway camp. I would like to go to sleepaway camp now as an adult. I picture it like Dirty Dancing. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, in some ways, it can be a lot like that, or it can be the biggest miserable experience of your life.
I guess. So, 50-50.
I mean, you got to be right. And that's right. The fun part, the excitement, because you're nervous at first. And then if you make a friend here or there or whatever, it turns out to be a lot of fun.
Right. According to Hayden, though, just don't do it.
I mean, without the working facilities and stuff like that, I mean, I get where she's coming from.
If you would like to email Hayden for her advice, even though it may not always be what you want to hear, H-A-Y-D-E-N right. at star999.com.